Thank you and good afternoon. Last night, the Fortuna Police Department arrested 36-year-old John David Goldberg, who was identified as the shooter in yesterday's fatal shooting on Ronerville Road. 42-year-old Timothy Thomas Smith, who was a captain at the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department, was found lying in front of a residence on Ronerville with multiple gunshot wounds and died at the scene minutes later. Law enforcement spent 6 hours searching for Goldberg with the help of other agencies, as Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein said on this morning's talk shop.
We start coordinating with other agencies. The California Highway Patrol was great. They were there within minutes to help us with setting up a crime scene around our location and looking for the suspect vehicle and those sorts of things. So there's a whole host of things we have to do, especially, you know, when we don't have very many personnel on duty at one time.
Goldberg was located at a residence along Highway 36, and he was subsequently booked into county jail for murder. Law enforcement believed the shooting stemmed from a personal dispute between Smith and Goldberg, both of whom knew each other in some capacity. The Fortuna community is mourning the loss of Councilmember Linda Gardner, who died at Redwood Memorial Hospital on Saturday night. Gardner, who was with the Planning Commission for 3 years before becoming a council member in 2014, passed away following an extended illness. Raised in Fortuna, she was a graduate of Fortuna High School in 1967 and then graduated from Humboldt State. Mayor Sue Long said in a statement that Linda's death leaves a huge hole in our hearts, our city, and our community. I am blessed to have known her and developed a special friendship and bond with her over the last few years. Gardner was 67. The National Park Service and the Land and Water Conservation Fund gave a $323,000 grant to the city of Eureka for the ongoing work at the Waterfront Trail. The money will go towards the removal of 4 former mill buildings, as they will be replaced by a new park next to the Humboldt Bay, which includes a multi-use trail, amongst other features. Congressman Jared Huffman said in a statement that improving Eureka's waterfront and creating trails and a clean place for the public to recreate around the bay shows the value of the Land and Water Conservation Fund in our communities. The first phase of the project is expected to be completed in November. Around 11 o'clock Monday morning, Rio del Police and Rio del Fire responded to Edwards Drive after a vehicle was found fully engulfed in flames. The fire was extinguished and the vehicle was determined to be a Jeep Cherokee that was stolen during a home invasion robbery on Shields Lane in Fortuna earlier that morning. Fortuna officers responded to the home invasion robbery and spoke with the 79-year-old male victim. 3 suspects entered his residence through an open garage door, and one of the suspects pointed their rifle at the victim, ordering him to open up his safe. The suspects tied up the victim afterwards and fled in the victim's Jeep Cherokee. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has state legislature news.
Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a bill that would have placed more emphasis on judging how well students and schools are performing by using test scores. AB 2548 was pushed by Democratic lawmakers as a way to identify and assist underperforming schools. In his veto statement, the governor pointed to a new accountability system instituted by the State Department of Education that takes into account far more than just test scores. They include the local control formula that's been in place for 3 years, and the new standards also include test scores for math, English language arts, and science, along with other factors that provide far more information about how students in a school are performing. Humboldt County School Superintendent Gary Eagles agreed, saying he has never relied on one single measure to determine the success of anything. It would be like judging the success of a business on one day of sales receipts.
Thank you, Dan. Motorists who plan to travel on Highway 101 near Ukiah are advised to prepare for emergency repairs on the overpass near Perkins Street. Work will take place on Thursday afternoon, and the southbound lanes of Highway 101 will be reduced to one lane, which will cause minor traffic delays. The southbound ramp from Perkins Street to the highway will also be closed down. The overpass was damaged 2 weeks ago after it was struck by a truck that exceeded the height limit. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.